USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants a no-fly zone implemented over his country. He made that plea, among others, in a video call with some members of Congress on Saturday. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was on that call. The Democrat on NBC's Meet the Press says it was surreal.
To have a person there in the front, on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday of congestive heart failure at age 88. He was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
An American basketball star is in hot water in Moscow.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hundreds have been evacuated in Bay County, Florida, which is in part of the Panhandle, where two big wildfires are raging. The area is still recovering from Hurricane Michael, which struck it more than 3 years ago. The fires are threatening at least 750 homes. There's no word on when residents are able to return. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The former vice president delivered a message to party donors.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. The former vice president said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man, while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in a speech. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Actor Mila Kunis and her husband, fellow actor Ashton Kutcher, promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Kunis was born in the Ukraine and immigrated to the United States with her family in 1991. The couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 was raised on their GoFundMe page. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.